Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix, news and advice on marketing, media and the web.
Hello and welcome to show number 45 of Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix. It is the 18th of August 2006 and it's a Friday. Today we're going to be talking about copywriting, and as usual I'm joined by Tina Goodman. How are you doing, Tina?
I'm fantastic, Brendan, as always.
You look fantastic.
Why, thank you. And I just wanted to say how pleased I am that we've actually got our mixer back and it's working very well.
It's working a treat. There's no buzzing, there's no dead spots, there's no anything. It's going well. No. Always helps when you have good equipment.
It does.
Now,
copywriting.
Talking about copywriting today, and particularly its importance in your marketing literature, whether it be your brochures or your website or whatever. We'll talk about some good examples of copywriting. Tina, have you noticed any in your travels around?
I just wanted to talk about bad examples. No, just, I can start with... Should we start with the good or start with the bad?
We'll start with the bad.
I see bad copywriting all the time. All the time.
Well, give me an example.
An example? I can't really use our clients as an example, but generally, if you get a piece of copy from a client, it's too long, it's too wordy, it's too many ideas trying to fit into the one sentence for the web.
Good copywriting is really hard to do because you've got to... People think it's really easy to write copy like...
It is. It's really easy to write bad copy.
Oh, yeah.
But it's difficult to write good copy.
It is difficult to write good copy. Some people think I'm a good copywriter, and I reckon I'm okay, but it takes a lot of work to be half good at it. You've really got to immerse yourself in the client's product. You've got to get hold of it. You've got to use it. You've got to test it out. You've got to go and buy it from the client, all of these different things, because only then do you start to get an appreciation of what people are actually looking for.
I think you've got to get excited about it from the customer's point of view. Like, imagine that you were the customer and what you would find exciting about
and that's product. I find that difficult sometimes because, you know, the products don't relate to me. It's not something that I would buy normally, but you've just got to try and put yourself in the position of that niche market that product's going after and try and identify the important points. I'll give you an example. I did the Gold Coast Half Marathon few weeks back. I'm an athlete, as you know.
Yeah. So how much running have you been doing since the marathon?
I haven't done much. I've been for one in the last 2 months. I did the Gold Coast Half Marathon, and then during the running of the race, I'm thinking of how it could be better by not only the event, but their website and their marketing literature. They do everything about it because I'm actually out there in the event. And I was talking to a mate of mine who's the general manager, Cameron Hart, afterwards. And I said, look, I'd really recommend that some of your staff do the racing, and some of them do, because it's so important to get involved in, because you see the little things and you know when people's spirits flag during a race. And it's the same with your copywriting. You've got to get immersed in the product so that you know what buttons to push, you know what to write about, you know what's relevant, you know what's important to the buyer.
And I think once you find the buttons to push, you've really got to focus on them and keep it simple. Don't try too hard, just keep it simple, emphasize the main point. Yeah, don't crap on either.
Just keep cutting your copy until you get it down to just a few lines. Because like you say, we get copy from clients and it's, you know, 2 pages long for something that can only be 2 paragraphs, and one of those paragraphs is, you know, 3 lines of bullet points kind of thing. Because people just haven't got the attention span. You just got to hit them straight away and tell them. The old advertising formula is attention, interest, desire and action, and that's great to keep in mind for your copywriting. You've got to grab their attention. I always say to people, it's an overcrowded, cluttered market out there. There's thousands of others trying to get people's attention. So what is it about your copy that's going to get people's attention? It's got to be really benefits driven. I've read a really good website a few weeks back. I mentioned it, I think, in the SitePoint Tribune, all right, and it's called websitesthatsell.com.au.
Yeah.
Jump on that website and have a look at that, because it's got by a guy, Mark Williams, and Mark's got a marketing background, and he just writes it beautifully. Immediately, it's benefit-driven and tells you what the benefits to you are and how you can get them and how he can help. It's a really solid example of solid copywriting.
I think the other thing, too, is people want facts. They don't want fluffy... They don't want crap. They don't want, we are the best at our outstanding customer service.
Yeah, because it's all just a
holistic
wank.
Needs.
It's all just a wank. I read Marketing Sherpa, marketingsherpa.com quite a bit, and they had a case study a little while back where they profiled a business that I think was sells ski stuff, can't remember, and they had an About Us page, and they did funky things, had groovy pictures on of people, you know, at play, and instead of boring, you know, Mary is committed to quality customer service, so, you know, Mary's a heavy drinker with a, you know, who plays squash three times a week, her pet dog is named, you know, Johnny, blah, 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 and they made him funky and believable and real. And
yeah.
People who visited the About Us page, their conversion rates increased by 30% because it makes sense to people. It's real and it grabs their attention and it makes a connection with them, which is what your copywriting has to do.
Yeah.
Now, the most important part of your copywriting is, of course, your heading. So you've got to get your heading right and, you know, spend as much time as you need on your heading. Spend an hour or two if you need on your heading because it's so important. Now, I'll send you over to a resource here. It's called copyblogger.com. Now, copyblogger is written by, surprisingly enough, a copywriter, and he gives some absolutely fantastic tips on copywriting. And have a look at the 30th of July post. He wrote a whole series of posts about headings and how to write good headings.
There's a few really good posts on that site, actually, just about general copywriting as well.
Yeah, and the one on 30th of July is all about headlines, and he's got a list of 10, and I've used a few of them already. And they're great because they grab attention and they get people to read on. I quote so many stats, I forget half the bloody stats, but I think it was this guy quoted some stats, something like 17% of people read the heading and only 5% of people read the rest of the copy. That's,
yeah.
Those sort of stats, they're not right, but it was something like that. So your heading is absolutely critical to get them reading.
I think it flows on throughout the copy as well. Like your first sentence has to be compelling, so they want to read the next one, Like at no point can you lose them. You've just got to keep it interesting, keep it happening, yeah. And don't say anything you definitely don't need to say.
Yeah, exactly. Cut out that, like you said, cut out the flowery wording because people aren't interested. There's so much out there, particularly with websites. You've only got them for a short period of time. As soon as they get bored, they are gone.
That's right. I would even go so far as to say, if you're not going to write good copy, don't even bother doing a website. It's not worth it.
Oh, they're fiery words.
Yeah.
Or you could get someone else who knows what they're talking about. And I mean, I reckon the value of good copy is greatly undervalued. The value of good copy is greatly undervalued. Let's see if I can get the word valued in there more. Because it's so important, because it has such an impact on your conversion rates and how people feel about your site and your branding and all those things, that it's an absolutely essential element of quality website, but it's an essential element of a quality business as well.
Yeah. So if you can't write it, then get someone else who can.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, really insist that they're honest and brutal and all the rest of it, because, you know, we're getting a bit older now and we tend to tell people, you know, they need to change it and it's too long and all the rest of it. And we've got a client right now who sends us three pages of copy that should really only be three sentences, and you've just got to be absolutely ruthless with it because you want the best result for the person. So, yeah, really hammer home that the heading is absolutely critical, and also don't put anything in there that you really don't need. Just keep cutting until you're down to the absolute essence and make it benefit-driven. And always remember that advertising industry sort of attention, interest, desire and action
and philosophy. Use facts and real-life examples and stuff wherever you can.
And testimonials and guarantees and all of those things that make a difference. And there's so much, there's a lot of good copywriting out there that you can benchmark off, and you'll see that. You'll see how people, a good quality copywriter, flows you through it and guides you through their sales letter. So get out there and find, like the copy blogger website, find good quality websites from copywriters to guide you in the process, and obviously they're there to help if you need it. Okay, so we'll go to the top five tips. I'll do the first one. Tina, the first one is, you have to absolutely immerse yourself in the product. You have to do as much research as possible. Get samples off your client. They'll be more than happy to give them to you. I'm always surprised. They'll give you a $300 product sample because you really do need it. Don't be shy about asking. We're doing a quote for a website at the minute, and the woman's given me a couple of $100 worth of clothes. And we're only quoting on the website, but we're just trying to get our head around the product and what she's about. So tip number one, immerse yourself in the product. Take time to examine it, test it, and check it out fully. And for tip number two, we'll throw to Tina Goodman. Tip number two is?
Tip number two is emphasise the benefits, not the features of...
How about we go the fucking heading first? Should we go heading? In order?
No, well, no. Because, so well, I think you think of the heading last. Do you think of a heading last?
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good point.
Because I always do. I write it, then think of a best... No, yeah, you just think what heading they're going to click on and then write the rep.
Sorry, keep going. I shouldn't have interrupted.
Tip number two is emphasise the benefits and not the features. When you were doing your immersing yourself in the culture, you were imagining that you were actually a customer of the product and think what they would like to hear, and they would like to hear the benefits. They would like to hear what it can do for them. And you've got to make sure you present that idea all through your copy and use things like your and you and try and involve the audience in whatever it is you're writing. And throwing back to Brendan for tip number three.
Keep it short. Cut. Write your first draft and then just cut it, so that you get to the absolute essence of the message you're getting across. No flowery language, no crap, just the facts and the benefits, and just hit them hard. And for tip number four, Tina Goodman.
And tip number four is think about the ADA principle when you're writing your copy. Grab their attention, spark their interest, create in their mind a desire for your product. So you can do that by, you know, emphasising the benefits and not the features, and call them to action at the end of it. Get them to do something like download an ebook or call you or something like that in order to take the next step.
I used to use that exact same thing when I was dating. Grab their attention, get their interest, create the desire, and then take action.
Did it work for you?
Of course it worked for me. I'm gorgeous. You know I'm gorgeous. I'm gorgeous, right?
You've got a very nice personality.
And for tip number five is the heading. Do the heading last, I often do, because once you've written what you're going to write, you can see what would make the most sense of the heading. So last tip, do your heading, and do your heading last, and take your time over the heading because it's the critical point of whatever it is you're writing.
And even if you have to, once you've got a really good heading, go back through your copy and sort of tie it in all together to make the message stronger, I would say.
Great. So we'll wrap it up there, Tina. So our best resource really is Copy Blogger. It's a superb blog there by a copywriter.
It's great.
And
just read lots of good copy and you'll get used to the idea of what good copy is.
Yeah, and you'll see how people do it and how it flows and all the rest of it. So thanks for listening. Our next show will be next Thursday.
Now, if you have any feedback, just Skype us on Tailored. Visit us at tailoredpodcast.com. Bye from me.
And bye from me.
Brendan Sinclair's Business Myths. News and advice on marketing, media, and the web.